Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on a Kim and Lavoie Judgment Day. Kim and Lavoie, they are your best defense. Check them out at KimandLavoie.com. Broadcasting live from the G. Wagner Plumbing Studios. WagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. That is the best way to go about getting, you know, a bathroom issue fixed. Or maybe you got something going on with your kitchen faucet that's not all that great. That's who you call. Gene Wagner Plumbing. Coming up next, we're going to talk to this guy. There's a podcast called Big Time Baseball, a radio.com sports original, and he just had the commissioner of Major League Baseball on, Rob Manfred. John Heyman, a radio.com sports MLB insider, is brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. John, thanks for coming on this afternoon with Gary Leroy and myself.
How you doing? Good to be on.
Doing good. Hey, you had a chance to sit down with your podcast and talk with the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. I guess the first thing that I'm kind of interested in is, after talking to Rob, your thoughts on this DH and whether or not you think it's going to stick around in the National League going forward. Because as Brewer fans, Vogelbach is actually doing something since they got him, and I don't really want him playing first base. So if we can keep him as a DH, I'd be much happier.
Yeah, I mean, we went over all the rule changes this year, and he said the one that has the most likely chance to stick is the runner on second in the extra innings. People seem to like that. I like that. I don't know. I've heard of some people who don't like it, but their feeling is that it's a positive and it creates excitement, and the majority of the fans, particularly the younger fans, probably like that one. He suggested the seven-inning a doubleheader would be unlikely to stick around. He wants to keep it to nine-inning games, and that's the way it's been traditionally. And maybe younger people might like the seven innings, but he's gone with nine innings, it seems to be. So that will be out. Designated hitter, he said it's a little harder to know exactly which way they're going to go. I mean, that's a big issue. The union's involved. They want it. The National League owners are involved. I think by and large, they've been against it over the years, but some are seem to be softening a bit on it. Didn't seem like it was a certainty to stay. It was kind of in between those two. The tiebreaker rule and this extra innings, that is likely to stay. Seven-inning doubleheaders will not stay. And I would say, sorry to give you the answer that it's more uncertain. We don't know on the designated hitter. It's kind of in the middle, he said.
John, quick question here, because I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not the hugest baseball fan like my good friend Steve Sparky Pfeiffer is, but, you know, I love the Milwaukee Brewers. And I hear a lot of these guys talking about Rob Manfred and a job that he's done or the job that he hasn't done. What's your take on Manfred, job that he has done, and the job that how he has handled the pandemic so far in Major League Baseball?
We'll talk about the pandemic. They really couldn't do the bubble. It wasn't an option for them. The players have to agree, and they did not want to do the bubble. Baseball was in a tougher spot than the NBA. NBA was three-quarters of the way through their season when the pandemic hit. Baseball had not even begun its season. So even to play a truncated season, 60 games with the postseason, 3.5 months in a bubble, the players were not going to go for it. Plus, you need stadiums. And, of course, they were talking about Phoenix potentially. And there's only one indoor stadium in Phoenix. The other ones, they're too hot. You really can't play in the summer in Phoenix outdoors. So the traveling parties are bigger. It's just a different game. It's easier to do it for the NBA. So they didn't really have the option of the bubble. I think they got through the season pretty well. They did have two outbreaks. It looked a little dicey early. There were a couple mistakes made early. Certainly when the Marlins came up with four people, they should have shut it down. And they tried to keep playing, and then they ended up with 18. So they made a mistake early there, but they seemed to learn from the mistakes. They adjusted, and they got through the season. And I was pretty skeptical when the season started whether they were going to actually do it. So on the pandemic so far, it's a good grade. We did talk about that on the Big Time Baseball podcast. We thanked the players and the staff and everybody else for getting through it. Now we're going to be in a few short days, once we get through the playoffs, the first round of the playoffs here, they're going to be into the bubbles in Texas and in California. He talked about how they're going to try to have 25% fans in Texas. California, there won't be any fans, but with the bubble, they can't have an outbreak during the playoffs because you just can't wait a week. you got to keep playing. So right. They've got to take, they can't take any chances. So that's why they're doing it that way. So I would say by and large for the pandemic, so far the grade is good just to get to this point.
Yeah. Gary, did you have a follow-up?
I think you answered pretty well. You gave him a good grade. I mean, a lot of people weren't doing that because they thought the outbreak, of course, came along. You look at, I believe it was the Cardinals had a huge outbreak and they couldn't play some games. They were trying to figure out what they were going to do.
And the Marlins.
He stayed with it. And I guess at the end of the day, if you look at it now, it has all worked out.
Yeah, John.
They made it through. Obviously, if someone had become seriously ill, it would have been very negative. Or they had to stop the season, that would have been negative.
Right.
There were a lot of potential pitfalls there, and they got through it okay. Now, we are concerned about Eduardo Rodriguez from the Red Sox, who's missed the entire season, has just been given the go-ahead to walk on a treadmill now. We're not sure about next year for him. The Red Sox have said they feel confident. We hope so. We hope and pray that Eduardo Rodriguez will be okay. But, he came in with a positive on the intake, so that was even before the players started to, got together to start their second spring training. So baseball can't really, it wasn't because he was with his team or anything like that, but certainly an unfortunate situation, and we hope for the best for Eduardo Rodriguez.
Steve, give me a hard reset, and I'll get to my question.
Oh, we're talking with John Heyman Leroy. He's the Radio.com MLB insider, also insider for the MLB Network here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
Hey, John, help me out with a little strategy here now, because this is, tell me what the baseball purists think and tell me what maybe the millennials think. Now, the Brewers have not released who they're going to, I don't know if they have yet or not, but when I'm asking you this question, I don't know who's going to be pitching against Buehler. Would you have Suter maybe go out there for a few innings and throw the bullpen, everything you got, just one game? Or would you put Woodruff in there, your ace, to just try to grab that first game and take some pressure off? And maybe you can get to Williams and you can get to Hader, later and try to steal game one.
Yeah, I would go with Woodruff. They had two excellent starters on the Brewers. That was their real strength. Unfortunately, Burns is going to make
Burns
it.
Hurt
so.
Him. So
Burns is out. So for the first round, definitely, and perhaps for the entire playoffs. I've seen conflicting reports whether there's a chance he could come back, but it seems doubtful that he'd come back even if they went through all the way to the World Series. But, I think Woodruff is a great strength. Their bullpen is their other great strength with Williams and with Hader. So, they've got to try to steal game one with Woodruff and the back end of that bullpen, which is excellent. Obviously, they're in a tough spot. They're playing the best team in baseball. Team that won 43 games. I mean, you're talking about One team won 43 games. The other team had a losing record, barely a losing record, but a losing record. I know Milwaukee is better than that. They were in the playoffs the last couple of years, but that is the reality of the situation. And, you know, I don't think we've ever had a playoff round like this where you got one team with a winning percentage of well over 700 and the other one with a winning percentage under 500. So the thing that Milwaukee has going for them, they have Woodruff, they have an excellent bullpen. If Yelich can hit like he can with Vogelbach and Braun hitting well, that's a big plus. And basically that's it. Woodruff, the bullpen, and the middle of that order, if they hit up to their potential, plus the fact it's only a three-game series. In a seven-game series, I'd say their chances would be almost nil, but in a three-game series, anything can happen. We had Dave Roberts on our podcast a few weeks ago, and he really feared that three-game series. I don't want to say feared, but he didn't love the three-game series, which you wouldn't expect him to when he's got such a great team.
I love it as a Brewers fan because, again, it's like David versus Goliath in this matchup. And even though maybe history doesn't look back on it if it was a five or a seven game set and the Brewers pulled the upset on the Dodgers, but coming into this thing with a record below 500, Lorenzo Cain opting out, you're without Corbin Burns, who's in the Cy Young conversation. And as you pointed out, Yelich and Castañeda both haven't hit to this point at all and really need to get going at the same time. But now all of a sudden, John, I mean, if Yelich and Kira get hot for two games, and your pitching does what it's done, you can steal the series.
It's possible. In three-game series, it's baseball. Anything can happen. I mean, I would say the Pirates, if they were playing, they'd have no chance. But Milwaukee's a reasonably good team. I think they're better than their record. It's unfortunate Burns will not be able to start one of the games. If he was, they have quite a 1-2 punch going, and they have that great bullpen. And that would give them a much better chance, I think. But, you know, I think they have a chance, just like a lot of these other teams that are in there. Miami's got the great starting pitching at the top of it with Sanchez and Alcantara and Lopez. So, you know, everybody has got something going for them. If you're in the playoffs now, obviously we got 16 teams, so we got several teams that are around 500, two under 500, and it's a little bit unusual, but, you know, anything can happen in a three-game series. Like I said, in a seven-game series, I'd give them no chance. Although you never know, I guess the Dodgers beat the Mets in '88 in the seven-game series, but I would say no chance with a three-game series that they've got an outside shot at this.
Yep, I would agree. John, thanks much for coming on and joining us, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having
me. All right, good talking to you guys. See you
later. Take care. There he is, John Heyman, Radio.com MLB Insider, Insider for the MLB Network. Brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. And make sure to check out his fine, fine podcast. Follow him on Twitter as well. Hey, you join us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. It's your passion on growing your home. A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan. They give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. So with the outbreak of COVID in the Tennessee Titans locker room, are you worried about the future of the NFL season as the Titans and Vikings facilities have been shut down? Adam Schefter is saying they still plan on playing Sunday. If not Sunday, maybe they'll play Monday, but they are still going to play this week, all teams involved. So we'll talk about that coming up next. Plus, Aaron Rodgers has an interesting take on this COVID outbreak today with Tennessee and Minnesota. We'll let you hear his thoughts coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show. Served up hot and fresh on the fan, here's Mike Clemens.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.